Welcome to another weekly video. As you can see, if you're watching the video, I'm out and about. I'm actually at the Kelpies here in Falkirk. Now, the Kelpies are statues of horses, Clydesdale horses, or drays as we called them, because this is part of a regeneration project that I think Falkirk Council did, potentially other organisations as well in Scotland, to kind of regenerate the canals and just make them part of our history and to remind us of our history. Because years ago, up and down the canals, they transported things on boats using drays or horses to pull those loads along. So that's why if you've been to Scotland or the UK even, when you're walking along a canal, there's often a path, because those paths were for horses. So yeah, this is kind of a kind of homage to those horses and the work that we did with canals and the transportation links, and a lot of our history, a lot of the UK and Scotland's history are linked along canals. These two horses are actually modelled on real life horses, so Duke and Baron. I believe Baron unfortunately passed away several years ago, but yeah, they're modelled on real horses. They stand about 30 metres or 100 feet tall, so they are actually massive. I'm making them look a bit small with the camera angle, but if you're driving along the M9, which is just on the other side of them, they appear out, which I just saw when I was driving along getting here. So they are a spectacular attraction here in Scotland. There has many ones. The many ones are just over to my left here, and those have actually travelled the world. So those were in New York and they were in Chicago, I know for sure. So if you've maybe bumped into miniature versions of these ones, then you are definitely thinking about the correct attraction and definitely where I am today. So just a little bit of history for those that may have seen those ones, the miniature ones as well. So I think once again the weather is against me, to be honest. I can feel the rain coming in. Thankfully it's not as bad as last week if you watched last week's video. In terms of the news, let's catch up on some news. So I do have notes, I'm going to read them. Apologies folks, I'm still on holiday brain at the moment. So inside Azure Monitor, they're updating the Container Insights portal experience. So you'll get new metrics and the ability to see resource utilization as allocated capacity. So if you're using containers and you're using Azure Monitor, have a look at this new Container Insights, which I believe is generally available right now. We've also seen the Azure Premium Firewall, or Azure Firewall Premium SKU, go now available in different regions. So three US Gov regions and the two China regions as well. So that is now available if you're using those regions and you want to use the Azure Firewall Premium SKU. Now, there's been a lot of outages actually this week. So I want to talk about outages. So I believe earlier in the week there was a Azure outage which affected virtual machines. And they're saying that this issue was due to them upgrading the backend infrastructure for the VM Guest Agent extension architecture. So they were upgrading that to the latest ARM or Laser Azure Resource Manager type infrastructure, and it caused an outage. Now I believe this outage affected a lot of people and a lot of regions. It wasn't just virtual machines. If you think about other things, I believe it was affecting Azure Virtual Desktop, which is obviously virtual machines. So it did affect quite a few people. I only saw bits of it on Twitter because I was off and I'm enjoying some time off. So let me know if this outage affected you and how you're dealing with it, and how maybe even Microsoft are dealing with it in response to potentially outages and business outages as well. Now we've also saw the England COVID Passport International Travel app, whatever we're calling that, actually have an outage as well. And I believe it actually affected passengers. So people were going on holiday and were trying to show that they'd been vaccinated so that they could go and travel, and they couldn't get the app to come up because there was an outage in the app infrastructure. Now I have no idea why that app was down, and I don't think we've had any kind of troubleshooting or any explanation. It is a different app from the Scottish app, so Scottish government run the Scottish NHS COVID app, and I don't think it was affected. I think it was just the English one. Now what I'm not sure about is if this English one actually covers Wales and Northern Ireland. I don't think so. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Please let me know if you've been affected by this. And yeah, it's generally not good that if we're using these apps to help us travel, to help us actually prove that we've been vaccinated and things like that, that it has an outage and it causes us to be stranded. I don't know if passengers actually got to go on their holidays, like if they got to board the plane or if they had to be deferred to other planes once the app came back up, but you know, not fantastic either way, to be quite honest. And the last outage that we had is actually Sunderland University. Now, their outage looks to be affected by a cyber attack. It looks like they have been targeted by cyber criminals and have taken down all of their systems. Now, Sunderland University are a university in the north of England near Newcastle or in Newcastle. I'm not entirely sure. I may be offending people right there. But they were saying that this looks like a cyber attack. They were speaking to the National Cyber Association or National Security Association, I can't remember the acronym for them, the governmental organisation that deal with cyber attacks, and they were saying it wasn't affecting any university lectures, people could still go about their business, they just couldn't, you know, necessarily log into emails or whatever or that, so not great. There seems to be a trend, I think, from what I read on the article about education facilities being attacked by cyber criminals. And last bit of news is that Apple's share price have dropped dramatically because of shortage in production of the new iPhone 13. I think we've talked about this before on the weekly update, where there's shortages of parts that are affecting car manufacturers, computer manufacturers, all sorts of things. And it looks like Apple are now being hit by that production issue, even though they said that they had stored quite a bit. So it looks like it has actually started to affect them. Let me know if it's affected your iPhone 13 delivery date, if you've already got it and you're looking all smug and happy. But yeah, hope you've enjoyed this video. On Monday, I start my new job. So watch out for the announcement there of where I'm going and what I'm doing. That's all in the can and ready to go. So I'm very excited about Monday. That's my weekly update, folks. I am going to go and go for a cycle. So I've brought my bike. I think you can cycle to the Falkirk Wheel, which is about 20 minutes cycle along one of the canal paths, and then back. And I just spotted a lovely coffee shop and cafe by the looks of it. So I will go and do that. I will come back and then grab some lunch and yeah. But yeah, thanks everybody. Stay safe and have a good weekend. Bye.